USA News, I'm Lance Pry. What was once Hurricane Idalia remains a serious threat as tropical storm hitting southeastern North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center is warning of flash flooding. A tornado watch was issued earlier for parts of North Carolina until early this morning. Idalia made landfall as a major hurricane in Florida's Big Bend area yesterday morning. Folks on both sides of the aisle in Washington are concerned for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He appeared to freeze for about 30 seconds yesterday while speaking with reporters at a speech in Covington, Kentucky. The incident is similar to an episode McConnell experienced at the U.S. Capitol late last month. Medical doctor Sanjay Gupta on CNN last night weighs in.
Obviously freezing, he's not saying anything, his face is sort of frozen in that position, but certain things like stroke or things like that are probably less likely. He walks away and he's moving his arms and his legs as he walks away. Seems to be something that is really ongoing. Someone who has a Parkinsonian like condition, for example, whose medications are wearing off or something like that.
The U.S. Government Accountability Office has announced plans to conduct an independent investigation into the decision to keep U.S. Space Command headquarters in Colorado Springs. The announcement follows a request by the Alabama Attorney General and several other lawmakers who expressed outrage after the Biden administration scrapped the plans to relocate the headquarters to Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama. The Alabama delegation claims the decision by Biden was purely political. Federal vehicle regulators are demanding data about a secret feature in Tesla cars called Elon Mode. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it allows for autopilot features without having to keep their hands on the steering wheel. Thanks for listening as we get this Thursday underway. USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
As the remnants of Hurricane Idalia are pushing offshore along the Carolinas, she created problems in Georgia after making landfall along Florida's Big Bend on the Gulf Coast yesterday morning.
There were over 192,000 customers without power in Georgia. The National Hurricane Center says it'll continue to move across southeastern Georgia through this evening. Idalia made landfall this morning as a Category 3, the strongest hurricane to hit Florida's Big Bend area in 125 years. Meanwhile, in Florida, more than 280,000 customers are still without power after Hurricane Idalia passed through the state. I'm Dave Collins.
The University of North Carolina grad student accused of killing a faculty member is being held without bond.
Tai Lei Chi made his first court appearance Tuesday, where he faced a number of charges.
The suspect is facing felony charges of first-degree murder and possession of a firearm on educational property.
UNC Police Chief Brian James says Monday's deadly shooting at the school triggered a campus-wide lockdown that lasted for 3 hours. The faculty member who was killed was identified as Associate Professor Ziji Yan, who also served as Chi's academic advisor. I'm John Schaefer.
American Airlines flight attendants are authorizing a strike. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants has voted overwhelmingly in favor of a work stoppage and plans to demonstrate at 12 airports. The union says members have been asking the airline for better pay for years. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.